Startups move fast, and with AI, they're shipping even faster and attracting enterprise buyers sooner. But big deals bring even bigger security and compliance requirements. A SOC 2 isn't always enough. The right kind of security can make a deal or break it. Vanta knows what's needed and when, and they've built the fastest, easiest path to get you there. That's why serious startups get secure early with Vanta. Get $1,000 off at vanta.com/wandery. That's VANTA.com/wandery.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So Kyle's going to have a celebration of summer at my house, Strawberry Moon, and she's like, Dorit's going to be there. Okay, so I know this is a weird question, Sutton, but I'm just coming in here to torture you with names you don't want to hear. Okay, so I've already said Avi and I've already said Garcelle. So let's get to Dorit. She's like, have I talked to Dorit? No, I've not talked to Dorit. Okay.
Well, you know that they filed for divorce, right? That she filed. She's getting divorced. She's basically like almost as bad as you with your annulment. Did I say that? Whoops, sorry.
Oh, so she's the one who filed. That's interesting.
So Kyle does. No, we've had our ups and downs at times, but last year was like a new low. And we see them screaming at each other. And she's like, I just think that like we'd spend more, until we spend more time together, it's just going to be a work in progress. I'm like, you're the problem. You're the one who's icing out your friend and acting like they don't have a friendship. And then you complain to Dorit, like, you're the bad friend in this situation. Stop acting like it's a force of nature. You have to change your behavior.
And Erica goes, yeah, he's going to be hard on her. You know, divorce is hard on people. Yeah, says the lady who won't go see her dying husband in the fucking jail or old folks home or wherever the hell he is now.
So then Reba weighs in on PK. She goes, well, there's no question. That's a loser.
Meanwhile, Kathy has pulled out full size scissors and is trying to cut something off of her hat. And Kyle's like, Kathy, you're gonna cut your finger. So I thought that PK took that picture at the valet at a spot. That's just my opinion. And he's gonna be hard on her. He's gonna be hard on her. Get pokey, because Gomby's here. Okay. It's gonna be hard.
Well, like, not to defend PK, but I don't think he knew that picture was being taken. Like, you're literally defending PK right now. Don't say not to defend PK and then give a blatant defense. If you don't talk to this guy, if you claim you don't talk to him, then why are you going out of your way to explain the photo? Just be like, yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, lady who doesn't talk to PK and has never heard him say that he didn't know that he was getting that picture taken. And Reba's like,
I'm sorry. Like, PK's whole thing is like marketing. Right. He's like a manager, but he like, you know, he's about like positioning, brand positioning, Beverly Beach, all those things. He knows where the paps are. He knows about photography. He knows what's going to go where. This was a hunt. He can't play smart and stupid. Can't be it.
Yeah. Like, I can't believe somebody would take my picture outside of Craig's.
You know, it's like one of those. I don't know where they were, but you know, it's one of those where there's paparazzi just standing outside. Yeah.
So Kariba's like, I wouldn't kiss him, I'll tell you that much. I find him very unattractive.
Oh, really? I'm sure PK's hiding his boner every time he comes around you, too. But that shit was funny. I love Reba's like ugly shaming PK. So good.
Like, I don't care what year it is, I still reserve the right to ugly shame. It sounds like, well, my mom and I don't agree on everything, but we do agree on that.
Now, Kyle, I don't want to be bothersome, but do you still talk to PK?
She's like, PK? No, definitely not. Oh, this is a delicious salad. Let me just cut the salad. She has like guilt salad cutting. She just starts cutting lettuce in front of her. She's
like, Kyle has no chill. She's like, what? PK?
What's PK, huh?
So you're saying that you severed ties. Have you gotten the Catholic Church involved? So,
Yeah, Erica, tell us more about your show you did in London. Yeah.
Literally nobody believes her. So we go back over to Rachel's house and she's making bacon. I don't know why it's the funniest way to make bacon. It's just how separated all the bacon are and they're all perfectly aligned with each other. I don't know. Yeah. There was something about it that I was just cracking up at.
Caius. Caius. Hey, Kai. Kai.
Hi, Mom.
Caius. Hi. Caius.
What?
Want some breakfast? Want some breakfast?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because okay, I made breakfast. I made eggs. I made three eggs and three bacons. Eat it. It's so good. You like it? This kid does someone. Okay. No judgments on this kid. Seems like he's very nice young man. Someone teach him to chew with his mouth closed. Please.
Yeah, close your mouth.
Close your mouth. Please. Close your mouth. Please do this. I know like in a divorce, people want to like not come down hard on their kids because it's a tough time. But can someone just please, just one quick instructional lesson? Because this kid is talking and the food is, I mean, he makes Austin literally look like he's in Downton Abbey.
I was going to say, it's like watching a man on Southern Charm eat. You know, just food, Shepherd Austin eating. Jeez.
It's not a judgment on his personality or how he was raised. I'm just saying, just let's infuse that lesson into
Kai's. We're not saying his name is stupid. Okay, so Rachel's like, yeah, when I first separated from Roger with a D, like it was brutal. It was like brutal, brutal, like totally brutal, death brutal. It was like dying brutal. But I used to come home to an empty house. Go ahead,
mate. No, I was just gonna say, I was like, when I watched that feature film that was nominated for Oscars called The Brutalist, I was like, oh my God, it's about Raj. But it was actually about architecture. But I was like, it kind of is about Raj at the same time.
Yeah, I would come home to an empty house and like it would be sad. But now it's happy. Look how happy I am. Hold on. Do I look happy right now? Am I smiling?
No silence.
I can't feel my face. Is my mouth smiling? Yes or no? Don't lie to me. You're lying to me. Yes, you are. Because I'm smiling. I'm smiling huge.
The smile is gorge. You have to admit it.
Yeah.
My relationship with my ex now, like, there were reasons our relationship was strained. Mainly it's because he really hated pulp in his orange juice. And he always, like, strain it. And I was like, I don't know how to do that. He's like, just do it. And I, like, wouldn't do it. And he got mad. It was brutal. It was a brutal strain.
I think our greatest regret was like working together. Show clips of him right now. Show clips of what a monster Roger was. And so we see clips of Roger. And Roger's like, okay, guys, so I think that we should, you know, like make a viral video that like goes viral. That would be really cool. She goes, making a viral video that goes viral.
And she like laughs. And then, but the best part is our sweet, wonderful friend, Amy Phillips, is right next to her, because this was the time when Amy Phillips, the way she like broke through is that she was doing impersonations of Rachel Zoe, and Rachel Zoe loved it so much. She's like, that's like hilarious. Let's have like Amy like come in and like do me. And we'll do like a video. I'll make her viral. And so like, so Rachel cracks this joke. So Rachel laughs and then Amy laughs and we see Amy laughing and Roger gets mad. And then Roger has this like flip out. Where he's like, no, you don't understand the crap I'm dealing with. And it cuts to like everyone around the table giving eyes like, oh my God, including Amy. Amy's like, oh, I just died. I died.
He throws a pen or something. I didn't even realize that was Amy. Oh my God.
That was Amy. That's so funny. That was like Amy's breakthrough moment. And I was just cracking up that they were like, just to show how brutal Raj was, look at Amy Phillips' face.
He threw a pen at Amy Phillips. That's why Amy Phillips still has a big pen hanging out of her temple. I've always wondered.
I was so proud of her getting into a flashback on Beverly Hills the premiere day. Dressed as Rachel Zoe.
So she's like, yeah, lines got crossed. And this person I was with like my entire adult life was unrecognizable. And that person didn't feel right around me or my kids. Hold on. I'm going to cry. I'm crying, right? Tear. Yes, I am. Like, I'm crying. Shut tear. Up. I'm crying. Like, I'm seriously crying.
Not here.
Like, wait, but this audience is just like, died.
Kind of gorge.
My audience is died. Dead.
My tears are the light.
RIP audience.
Oh my God. I'm branding my tear. I'm selling this tear on Target.
It's my face is wet. I gorge feel tear. It.
It's my
crying.
It's so much wet. So much wet. It's like, actually, like, I don't even recognize my wetness. My face. Brutal.
So she's got such a weird energy here with her kid. She goes, so, like, you're with your dad until Saturday. Is that okay? And he's like, yeah, as long as you come in the morning. Yeah, how are you with you and dad? And he's like, you know, like most divorces are rough, but like Megan's pretty good. I like him. She goes, you like him? Yeah, like he's my dad. She's like,
yeah, I think they wonder why he sometimes like says the things he does, or like says, or does things that he says, or does things that he doesn't say, or says things that he doesn't do, or like just talks about things and like he acts like things and he does things. It's like brutal what he does. Wild.
Or like how he spends more time with his girl than he does the kids. Maybe that.
That's sa. Sa. They give her, they do a Rachel's oats. It goes sa.
Sa.
So Rachel's like, so you like any girls? I'm like, excuse me, Rachel, you work in fashion. Can we open it up? Or boys? Hello. Do we have to be so heteronormative on Caius?
Do you like any people?
He's like, no, my hormones haven't kicked in yet.
Well, Rogers had the same girl for a year, and the kids have known for 10 months. And the producer's like, wait a minute. That means that he got a girlfriend right after you guys separated. She goes, I'll let you do the math.
Literally do the math, because I can't do math. I literally can't remember. Like, I literally don't. I can't, like, carry the one. Like, I don't know. Remainders? Don't get it. Like, you do the math, and then just let me know how long that was.
You want to hear the quote of the day? Real love isn't easy, and easy love isn't real.
Oh, my God. Caius. Caius, I feel like you're, like, 40. That quote was, like, a lot.
He's that's like, 40. That's... Why did that get a... That was funny. I feel like you're 40. That's...
Because you're not allowed to actually say someone's age after 39 on this show.
So now we go to Erica and Bo's, those close girlfriends, at dinner.
Yeah. They're at a restaurant called ADKT. What do I like to call it? So, hey,
you give me your girlfriend.
Hey, girlfriend. I see you, boo. Got your chesticles out.
Yes, I certainly do. You know what's interesting about life? I got the offer to do Mighty Hoopla, and then 10 minutes before I go out to a huge crowd, my phone blows up, and Tom was being sentenced to prison. Wow, it's like that song. Lightning crashes, and old lady dies. Except it was Tom going to prison. Know what I'm saying?
I got a video of him leaving the courthouse. He was just, so vacant.
I was like, wow, really? Because those are the reviews I read of you at Hoopla. And she's like, yeah, the man I was married to. Never in my life did I think I would be sitting there married to someone going to prison.
Never before. Never once when I was at dancing at Hoo Ha's in New Jersey did I ever think I'd be marrying a guy to go to prison. But anyway...
Last time I was married to a guy, I thought I was going to a prison. It was the guy who owned the place that I was dancing at, but turned out to be the old one. Who knew? Obviously, Tom's story is ending, but my story is ongoing. And there's a part of me that thinks I would like to say goodbye, but what would that do?
What would that do? Your husband is old and dying in prison. Go say goodbye. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I'm sorry. Tom is a monster. I'm not even going to stick up for Tom. Tom's a horrible human being, and he's getting what he deserves. But that man stole millions of dollars and put you in gay bars in Greece. Get over there and say goodbye.
No, she's too busy, like, framing herself as a Natasha Bedingfield song. She's like, well, his story's over, but the rest is still unwritten for me.
So, that is so bizarre. That man pulled favors to get the Secret Service to arrest your gay designers because you didn't want to pay them and you wanted to accuse them of all that American Express fraud. I see you. Go say goodbye to your husband, ma'am.
Well, at the same time, he knows the game. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
The Star Is Born. You give them... You give them the cash, you do the things, they become a star, and you let the bird fly. Let the mouse go.
Yeah.
So Bo's like, do you feel relief that it's over?
She's like, well, you don't just shake shit off like that.
Actually, I literally did shake shit like off that. I was at Hoodlum Hoodlies.
What is the thing?
Hoopla. Hoopla.
And Bo's is like, well, this is why we need to get busy, huh? I saw those rumors, girl. And we see the rumors. Erica Jane hooks up with much younger Bravo star. Do you know who this is?
No. Is it Joe Bradley?
Nope.
I always assume it's Joe Bradley. You know who it is?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Okay.
Of course.
Much younger Bravo star. I probably knew this at one point. So it's not Joe Bradley.
I'll give you a hint. His James mouth Kennedy. Is always open.
Austin?
Close. He's also a singer. Jesse from Summer House.
Jesse? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I know. I guess you can't. They can't all be Joe Bradley. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Wow, congrats. And she's like, well, the truth is I met somebody that was very flirtatious.
And nothing happened?
Well, nothing worth reporting happened.
Well, that can mean a lot of different things.
All right, the record is, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
All you need to know is I'm dating a man now named Shrek, who loves putting people in jail, whatever he does.
Now he's called the Sheriff of Baghdad.
What is he called? I think the Sheriff of Baghdad or something.
I don't know. Something like that.
I'm into a guy right now with a hairy back and a red hat on at all times, and it is sexy.
He's basically like alternate Ralph from Love Hotel. So Erica's like, well, maybe something happened. Yeah, I'm sexy and sassy. Okay, let's talk about the other girls. That's why we're here, so let's gossip. You start.
Well, guess what? I was at Sutton's and her mother was there. Just imagine that.
Did she talk about Avi?
She did.
What happened, Avi? What happened?
Well, we let's see a flashback of her saying nothing. She said nothing about it.
So Sutton actually elaborates more, and she says, well, you know, communication is important, and without communication, it's not going to work.
And Reba goes, well, it's not like Avi was ever at a loss for words.
So,
you know, such an asshole.
You give them the right to marry, and suddenly they chatter and chatter and chatter.
And she's like, oh, look at Sutton watching all her close relationships disintegrate like that. She's like,
it's wild. Wild, I'll tell you.
Yeah, she had so much vitriol at certain moments, but then we get to the reunion and she's a little church mouse. I can't trust someone like that. I want all vitriol all the time.
Well, what we don't like are inconsistencies. Be who you are. Here's the truth. You know what I hate? I hate someone who's really inconsistent. Like, what are you? Some buttoned-up conservative housewife in Pasadena? Are you a sex kitten on a stage somewhere? I hate inconsistencies.
Here's the truth. Sutton has had very few friends in this group right now, and it's her turn to show us who she is and be consistent and be alone.
So Bose is like, well, Sutton has lost a few friends, so she's probably reevaluating how she interacts with people in the group so she doesn't lose them, because basically we're going to steamroll over her. Ta-da!
I already said, will the real Slim Sutton please stand up?
Well, I don't know if I'd use the word slim. She's a box.
I like that Erica, well, aside from the fact that it's super shady, no pun intended, I feel like Erica doesn't even get the reference.
Well, that's a funny choice to say Slim Shady. Why not call her Boxy Shady? It's
like, no, there's Slim Shady is a... Okay, so there's someone named Eminem.
You mean like candy?
You know what? Never mind. Let's just go back to ordering food at...
So then we go to Rachel. It's very Rachel heavy this episode.
Yeah,
So we go to Rachel.
Lean into their new star, you know?
Yeah, we get that violin music again. Bose is getting ready, and she's talking to her hair people, and she's like, I think with my straight hair and that gold outfit, I look too much like Cher, just like a spitting image.
Like, oh my God, not Cher. She's like, but Cher is my girl. Oh my God, I love Cher. But sometimes I don't like Cher. I don't like Cher that much either. I mean, but I do like that one song. I love that one song. Do you know what song I'm talking about? Yes. The song I'm talking about is... Do you believe? No, if I could turn back time. If I could turn back time, I would have said, if I could turn back time. Yes.
So Sutton's getting glam, and she's on the phone with Kyle and talking about being empty nesters now. And Kyle's like, how do you feel about seeing Dorit? Every time I see you, I'm just going to say the name of somebody that hates you.
Well, I don't hold on to things. If she has a problem with me, she can talk to me. I definitely do not hold on to things. Can you believe my marriage was annulled? Ugh. Anyway, I don't hold on to things.
Yeah, that's Sutton. Just easy going Sutton there. So we're hoping we can work this out. So then Kyle has her friend Jen over. And guess what? Kyle is serving lots of salmon. Kyle loves that salmon, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I am kind of an expert in the kitchen. Salmon and tortillas. Oh.
Pam Salmon. So she is looking over the ground. She's got crafters to make your own flower crown. A very Lisa Vanderpump, I might add. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, these days you can't have people over. You have to have activities. You know, this way the girls don't have to interact if they don't want to.
Yeah, it's just what we want to see on the show. The cast not interacting with each other. Thanks a lot, Kyle.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So people start coming in and we see Faye Resnick. Faye, morally corrupt Faye Resnick, still hanging on. And she's with some lady named Anna who looks, I don't know, like she's maybe like from Linda. Death Becomes Her. Like maybe she's falling apart. Like she's walking kind of funny. Like maybe she just sewed her leg back on. I don't know. And Kyle's like, oh my God, is that Dorit?
Yeah. Kyle's like, is that Dorit? She said she thinks it's Dorit because, you know, everyone on the show is slowly merging into the same face because it is the Beverly Hills composite. Like it could be Linda. What was her name again? Linda Elvis's ex. You know, it could be Linda Thompson. Linda, it could be Linda Thompson. I'm just going to like, pyramid this one through. She's a ex of Elvis. She's Brody Jenner's mom. Her name is Linda Thompson. But they all do kind of have the same face. So eventually you're like, is that Dorit? Is that Carlton? It's Camille. No, it's Linda. It's Taylor.
I looked at it different. I thought it was like clearly the lady from A Nightmare Before Christmas who's always having to sew back on her arm or whatever part of her body breaks off. And Kyle can see that. And it's like, oh my God, is that Dorit? I was like, you are so shady. You know, leave Dorit alone. So Dorit then does come. And Kyle's like, is that Dorit? Oh, hey, Dorit, we couldn't see. We thought that lady was Dorit. And she's like,
ooh, is that non-alc champagne? Are you coming back to the dark side with us, you boring bitch?
I think it was actually both cases because I think it is sort of like the composite face, but she also knows that like this woman is like not as glamorous and as attractive. I'm not saying with any shade to this lady, but like, you know, Dorit is like, Dorit looks the way Dorit looks and Dorit is happy with the way she looks. And when Kyle says, I thought you were her, that it is a dig at the same time.
Yeah, she knows Dorit's not coming in with Faye. Give me a break.
Yeah.
So, so then we see Keely in the car with Bose, and Keely's like, hey, who's coming? Are any guys coming to this thing? And Bose goes, oh, you want the girls to bring their guys? Well, too bad, because they don't have them.
Whoop. He's like, great. Can't wait to make flower crowns by myself. I am so ready to move forward with Keely. I want to find a house together. I want to get engaged. The clock is ticking. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Oh my God, are you singing Kesha? Ugh, I love when she sings TikTok. That's such a good song of hers.
So Bose comes in and Kyle's like, hello, how are you?
So fake to Bose, and Bose does not like Kyle. Kyle does not like Bose. They both don't like each other, and Kyle is so fake to her.
And Kyle's trying to be so upbeat. She's like, oh my God, tell me about the ring. Oh my God, are you guys getting married? Are you having a baby? What's going on with you?
I'm really looking forward to get to know Bose more because, like, whatever was clouding our relationship will be cleared. And that thing, of course, was Dorit. So, yeah, huh? The battle for Bose starts now, huh?
I thought Kyle was pretty cold and closed off. And if she opens up and reaches out, I'll be her friend. And if not, I'll be her acquaintance.
And if she calls me up and says, you want to play tennis? Then I'll be her tennis buddy. And if she says, should we go get the cars washed? I'll be her friend that knows about car washes. I mean, there's so many different directions our friendship could go in if you really think about it.
So Kyle says they're still waiting for Dorit to show up. And Dorit's like, Sutton. Oh, Dorit. She says they're waiting for Sutton to show up. And Dorit's like, yeah. Sutton who? Who's Sutton? I've never heard of a lady named Sutton before. And boo.
Where's the Tissa?
So then Dorit's like,
well, I got everything I need to get out with Sutton. Everything. There's nothing left to say. So I can still be around her and be cordial, but I don't need to fight with her.
I don't need to go there tonight with Sutton, but if she takes it there, I will do thee.
Well, she doesn't have Garcelle or Avi, so have at her, girls.
Yeah, I think she's real confused without those two crutches around.
So Sutton arrives, and Erica's like, we were just talking about you, you old sack of bones. Get over here.
Oh, I guess your mom didn't make it, so you're extra exposed. Okay, everyone, hit her in the soft underside.
Were your ears burning just like your soul will be now that you're married with, now that you're unmarried and stuck with children?
Sorry, I almost tripped on my dress. I'm not used to walking on such mangy lawns.
Well, at least...
Who says it? Someone goes, oh, Dorit goes, well, at least you're on 2 feet.
Yeah, what the... Sutton does... No, because Sutton normally has like a broken foot or something. It's like,
it's like, what the hell?
Plantar fasciitis came back. It was, I don't think it was about being drunk, although it would have been funny if it were. So they're talking about Keely. Oh, Keely is so warm. Oh my God, Keely is so warm. Look, he's making flower crowns there by himself. That's so nice. He's so nice.
Good people make flower crowns by themselves.
Yeah.
Dorit's like, son, I'm sorry to hear. Quail and Eka were updating us about the annulment with Christian.
Should I be calling you Sutton Brown now? Is that what you'd like? It's almost like the UPS commercials. What can Brown do for you? That's like me asking you to do something for me. Does that, you follow? It's like, yes, yes, that's right. That's right, Dorit. Yes. Well, what can you do about it, right? Look, I'm so easygoing. What can you do?
Here's what you do. You wash your car in some short shorts and stilettos and you have a better fucking life. That's what you do, girl.
You know what, Dorit? We can shake on it. This won't be awkward at all. Let's shake on those awful men. First Wives Club, am I right? She's like, no, I'm not going to touch your hand.
She's like, ooh.
I'm shaking. You want to shake my hand, Dorit? It's a hand. It's a wealthy hand.
Well, I don't want that to tune.
Oh, it's not. I've got arthritis.
Ooh. Well, it's like, ooh. You know, here's how it goes with Sutton. Ooh.
You have my word. You have my word. As Avi is my witness, you have my word.
But we haven't talked, so I don't know what happened with Garcelle or Avi, and now you're an empty nester, but you know what? Garcelle was tough. That was tough. And Bose is like, well, what happened with her?
Stop doing your Sutton impersonation of me. I don't appreciate that.
Sorry about that. Got a little lost.
Wow, so we talking to addressing me. We're probably also doing my voice.
It didn't sound like something I'd say, but you know what? I just went with it because I'm a new Sutton now. I just roll with the punches.
What happened? What happened with all those people who left you? Did they discover that you have a terrible personality?
Okay, so here we go. This is when the show just goes crazy. So, I mean, in a very boring way. But Sun's like, I don't know. I don't know what happened with Garcelle. Kyle's like, yep, that's the mystery. That's the big mystery. And Bose is like, she didn't say anything to you? Well, last time I saw Garcelle, she was walking out on me and everyone else at that reunion.
So, now we see the clip of that reunion and Garcelle leaving, etc. So Sutton's like, I texted again and again and again, and she did not text back. And of course, then when I looked at my text history, I realized I never texted her in the first place, but I thought I texted her again and again, and she never thought she texted me back. Terrible.
Yeah, and but like we said at the beginning of the episode, this is insane to act like you guys have no idea why Garcelle left. Every single one of them's like, what? Why would she do that? What?
And Dorit's like, Do you think that for her it was more like, gee, this is more of an alliance than a friendship?
And oh, so like, you of all people saying this, you are part of the Fox Force 5, ma'am.
That was so snotty of her to say that. And Sutton tells us that she loved Garcelle and she's like, I just have a hard time. I just don't like people talking about her like that. So, of course, Sutton shuts it down right away and is like, that's a cruel thing to say. She's a wonderful person. She's just angry right now. We just need some space. And I know our friendship was genuine, so how dare you cast her to be an opportunist? Just kidding. Sutton says none of that.
Yeah, she doesn't. But she says in the confessional, she's like, well, I didn't just see her as an ally. I just don't like people to talk about her like that, which is why I won't say anything at this party. Okay. Just why Garcelle might have left. I don't know if anybody has been watching this show. It's like, yep, that's why she left, dummy.
Yep. Well, I was surprised when I heard that she wasn't talking to you. She must have started to listen to you and hear the awful things you say all the time. Well, I know she was upset that I didn't have a back for whatever reason, and it seems that she was upset with you too.
Yeah, it's like, well, we will never know because she's not speaking to me or any of us, so we can play the guessing game for eternity. Because of that, I had to take a couple of months to be quiet and calm. Remember who I am, put a couple of glass plates through Avi's throat, and I'm back, feeling better now.
When Sut and I are in private, it's completely different than when she's around Garcelle. So now that Garcelle is gone, I would just like Sutton to be consistent, and that'd be great. So Kyle just stealing the consistent thing again. And also like casting Garcelle to be the one who like was tainting Sutton in some sort of way. No, Sutton was a monster before Garcelle came around. Like, you know, trying to make it seem like Garcelle turned her is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it's also just very Kyle to be like, well, the reason that I had a problem with this person, it was because of that person, and that person's gone now, so now we can be friends. I mean, it's every season with Kyle, you know? They run off who they don't like, and then Kyle has her happy place, and she'll stay friends with those people for a little while, you know? Yeah. And you can tell that they've all sat down and talked about who they're going to come for this season, because they're all using the same... I mean, they're just like politicians, you know? They're like, let's just all say Sutton's not consistent. Okay, let's just say it over and over again until people in comments everywhere are saying Sutton's not consistent, you know? So gross. So they do it every year, and it's just like it's tiring, you know? Yeah. They need to get new people to fuck with. I know they brought on Rachel, and it looks like Rachel is unfuckwithable, but we don't get a sense from in the previews Rachel having problems with anybody, but I'm hoping for season two that she comes for all their throats.
Well, don't forget, there is this new girl who's coming on in late. I don't know.
I'm already rooting for her. She's crazy. But Amanda Francis, she's like some MLM queen. Not MLM, but she's like a self-help guru. And she's like a real flaky weirdo. And I can't wait for her to come on because she looks like a real villain.
Yeah, I just want someone who will disrupt the Kyle, Erica, Dorit situation. So Kyle's like, she's like, so I've known Rachel for like many years socially, and like we have friends in common, and I've seen her in Aspen. So like, I know her, but like not well. She's just like trying to attach herself onto Rachel when she really clearly does not know Rachel very well at all. Like Rachel's a Kathy friend, not a Kyle friend.
Yes. So they come in and Rachel's meeting everybody, and Dorit's like, oh, she said she was on your podcast, me friend Booze. She's like, oh, yeah, she was one of my favorite episodes. I could have talked to you for hours and hours.
Yeah, we actually like got on the mics and just said gorge for 45 minutes straight. It was like wonderful. Remember that? Gorge, 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 gorge.
Dead. Just wanted to throw that in there. I know Rachel through mutual friends, but it was when I was a guest on her podcast last year that we really got to know each other very well. Watch this. Gorge.
Gorge.
Told you. We hit it off like sparks. So Rachel puts the flower crown over the tiara that she's already wearing. She's like, oh my God, does this work? Am I crazy? Is this like insane?
Yes, it has jewels.
Thought so. Guys.
I feel like I'm at the first day of school. Is this the cool girls table, guys? Kathy, did you just pull pants out of your bag, guys? Guys, this is those pants are gorge, by the way. This table's gorge. I died.
Kathy's just holding up these tiny pants. Like, guys, look how cute these Rag and Bones are. I got them for Rag and Bones. Who? Kyle. Here you go.
Did you call me a ragamuffin?
No, Rag and Bones.
Who pulls a pair of jeans out of their bag? Like, I still don't know a thing that Kathy does. Like, I just roll with it in the moment. Like, what? Like crazy. Like, insanity. Like, bananas. Like, carnival in my house.
I just want you guys to know the parties at my house right now are so boyish. I have like dinosaurs. Isn't that wild? Like real actual dinosaurs. Like they actually, Jeff Goldblum came over and he's like, guess what? Here's DNA. And he like actually made new dinosaurs. And these are like real life dinosaurs and they're running around. It's like crazy, crazy party.
Also, I left my loser husband like a year ago. And Bose was like, oh, she's in such a great place. Look at her. Like, look at Dorit. Look at her. You know, given where you are, which is way down there, way down there at the bottom.
You could be like Rachel Zoe someday. She's like, yeah, I feel like people shouldn't stay together if they're not happy. Like kids can feel it. They feel it. The kids are like, this is wild. this is wild, and I feel it. And like, but now that he's gone, it's gorge. It's like gorge.
So now they talk about Dorit's kids, and they're like, "So have you told your kids that you're even getting divorced?" And she's like, "Well,
Jagger has known, and Phoenix, I've just learned her name. I mean, honestly, the little girl has been coming to my door asking for candy for years. I finally let her in. Why would I tell her that PK is leaving?"
Dorit has a tendency to talk in circles, so the more she says, the more lost you get.
But Dorit, since you filed, didn't you sit with them and say, "We're getting divorced"? And she's like, no.
"With Jagger, I'm having the hardest time. He's 11, and he's made a couple of comments alluding to the fact that I know you and Daddy are divorced. For instance, he walked in the other day and said, 'I know you and Daddy are divorced.' So I'm starting to think he's catching on, but I'm not sure just yet."
Boys do that.
Yeah, well, when me and Mo started having problems, we didn't tell the girls, and then they felt a shift, and they said, "Mom, we saw on TV that you left Dad." So I told them.
And then we all agreed afterwards that we're kind of having the best divorce out of everyone, and that we kind of handled it the best out of everyone. So if anyone wants some advice, you could just come to me, because I'm kind of like doing the best divorce of all time.
The family that stays together does divorce together the best.
Yeah. Like, remember, like, last season when, like, Mo and I went to, like, a shooting range together, and then he sat on the fence, which was, like, super dangerous, but just showed, like, how casually comfortable he is with me, because we're divorcing, like, so well. So, guys, I'm kind of, like, doing everyone else's storylines, but, like, a better version of it, right?
Well, I mean, you just got to sit him down and tell him, okay? Dad just sicked the Catholic Church on me. I mean, what else are you going to do? Wait till they're 35 to say, "Hey, the Pope's a dick"?
Here, this is what you do. You sit down to your children and you say, "Guess what? Dad left us, so you're going to go fix vending machines, and you're my new butler." That's it.
And so they're like, "Oh, my God." Well, and Rachel goes, "I mean, now he's, like, running around with girls." And they're like, "Oh, my God." And Booth goes, "God, I thought I was harsh." Dorit's like, "Well, I think he saw Mo doing it, and he thought he could do it." And Kyle's like, "Yeah, he thought, wow, great, I'll do what he's doing. Make out with whores and ballet stands."
I guess that what that sort of means is that I divorced from, like, the alpha guy in the group. So, like, your divorced husband is, like, trying to copy my divorced husband, which is kind of cool because, like, we're kind of, like, the ones that you guys follow. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, Kyle. I saw Mo and Aspen. Someone tried to set me up with them.
What? Hell no.
I was like, "That's Kyle's ex-husband. Are you mental? Are you insane? Have you lost your gourd? What the hell?" Like, you know what it's like? It's like when you're famous and someone else is famous, people are like, "Oh my God, I know a gay person you could date. Wait."
You know that, Kyle? Like, remember, Kyle? You might know, like, when you're, like, famous and then, like, someone else is, like, that person's famous, right, Kyle? Kyle's like, I love Rachel just, like, casually being like, "You know when you're, like, famous?" Guys,
and Erica says,
"Actually, no, we don't, okay?"
Yeah, I feel like no one said to Erica, "Hey, Erica, you're famous, and there's another famous person over there you guys should date." No one said that to her.
Yeah, so Buzz is like, "Anyone left in Beverly Hills that Mo hasn't tried to get with? Well, he hadn't tried to get with me. Let's make that clear." Kyle's going to make her pay for that later when she hears that. She's going to be like, "I didn't appreciate that."
Yeah, that was actually, like, really mean, because it's like I'm going through a divorce and, like, you're just, like, rubbing it in my face. So, like, it's one thing for me to be like I'm desensitized to it, but for you to rub it in my face is, like, really not nice at all.
Yeah, so Dorit's like, "Yeah, well, Mo's living his best life, so now PK is living his best life." And Rachel's like, "That is so fucked up."
As a famous person, I cannot condone that. Erica's like, "PK is, like, a world-class partier. Mo is the kindergarten soccer league, and PK is winning the Premier League right now. What I'm trying to say is he's an alcoholic."
I love the reverence that Erica holds for PK, because PK is like an old, decrepit white man with money. So Erica's like,
"Oh, yeah, no one wants to be like Mauricio. PK, that's the man to beat."
So, it's like Santo Domingo. That's where you want to be. So Rachel is like, "Ugh, PK sucks." And you, like, don't want to be a, you just don't want to be a narcissist. And, like, honestly, if it didn't happen now, it would have happened in, like, 5 years. Sorry. Sorry, I die.
Oh, don't be sorry. I'm loving all of this. So, Coyle, what's it like you seeing pictures of Mauricio being so happy with anyone that's not you? And she's like, well, first it was shocking, but like, well, I mean, I've seen a few pictures. I mean, we're pretty famous too, right, Rachel? Right? Yeah, like, I'm sure Rachel's even like heard of us, right, Rachel?
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm like telling people, like, stop trying to set me up with other famous people, right? Like, it's like so crazy how many people do I try to set me up with famous people, right? It's like, are you single, Kyle? I'm single, but I'm like not dating because like, just like, I just haven't been leaving my house. But like, guess what? Like, I've been like really happy. I finally figured out how to open up the second French door. So it's like really, truly when people say like, when life closes a door, like it opens a window. Sometimes when life closes a door, you can actually open the door. And I figured that out the real way.
There is still a chair like stuck in that doorway, but one day I'm gonna get it through the door. I just know it.
So Rachel's like, yeah, that's gonna like change, my friend, because like 3 nights a week you have to go out. Like, you have to, like, it's like so much easier to stay in your PJs in the house, but like once you go out, you're gonna feel like so full. Oh yeah, because we're gonna be like going to have dinner. No, like emotionally full. Like, anyone
else? I don't
need
dinner.
Like, you don't do dinner. No, you're just gonna be full. You can go out to parties and like podcasters are going to come up to you and be like, you're a gay icon. And you'll just feel so fall. So fall.
And Dorit's like, hoot girl, sue me. And Kyle's like, I don't even know what hot girl summer means.
My hot girl summer isn't with these chicks. It's with a, it's in a bed with a man. Sorry about that, everyone.
Well, it was like a game show trying to figure out that last sentence. I typed that a little. You can tell I was glad by the end of these notes. That was, those are just
Ronnie wrote the notes. Letters. Ronnie wrote the notes today. And I was, there was just like a typo that I just could not get through.
The CC chicks, it, sin, abesida, wa, amen. So there you go. That's what he was given.
Hot girl summer.
It's anyway. In bed with a man.
So we'll see. It was a pretty, slow episode of the show.
Yeah, it's like when I started to see them, when they were talking and then they started putting up the names, like, you know, like the end credits over their conversation. I was like, wait, we're not ending with any sort of cliffhanger or incident or conflict. We're just having them talk about Hot Girl Summer. I was like, okay, but maybe it's just like establishing. It's like, this is what's happened. Here's Rachel Zoe. Here we go. We're just moving forward.
Yeah. And honestly, it doesn't really look like anything starts to happen until this Amanda Francis comes on. And so I don't know when that's going to be. I would guess not till episode 6 or so. But, we'll, you know, I, like I said earlier, I did enjoy watching it still. You know, after I thought, well, that was kind of boring. But I did enjoy it while it was on. So,
yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I'll just roll with it. You know, they don't always have to be fighting.
Yeah. Exactly. Not everything has to be at level 10. You can have a slow burn. You can have a chill vibe. So it wasn't terrible. It just was like way slower than I was expecting. I thought it'd be like a little peppier.
But, you know, yeah. Well, let's see what they pull out of their bag as we go along. See what they whip out of that Birkin, baby. Everybody, thanks so much for being here. We will talk to you next week. Have an amazing weekend, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's
VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.